Happy September 18th. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus entitled Military Chaplains, Bigotry Rampant versus Christians. And this is written by Bob Unruh, and he joined the WND or the World News in 2006, and this is posted on WND.com, WND Faith, WND.com/2012/09 Military Chaplains Bigotry. And it reads, it's been about a year since the U.S. military adopted the Obama administration goal of open homosexuality in the ranks. And NBC recently reported on a study from an organization that openly promotes sexual lifestyle alternatives in the ranks, saying there has been no negative impact from the change. Now, that would mean that the study by the Palm Center or the Williams Institute at UCLA apparently would not consider it a negative thing that two airmen were publicly harassed in a post-exchange food court as they were privately discussing their concerns. Nor would a situation where a chaplain was encouraged by military officials to resign his commission unless he could get in line with the new policy be considered a negative. All right, so first you have two people who are obviously not homosexual being harassed in a post-exchange because they're perceived as being homosexuals, okay? All right, so case number three. It's not considered negative when a commander's refusal to take disciplinary action over a male service member sexually harassed another male service member through text messages, emails, phone calls, and in-person confrontations insisting the two would make a great couple, unquote. Because those are just a few of the results of the change from the previous practice in the military in which homosexuals were allowed to serve as long as they did not make a public issue of their sexual lifestyle choice, to a free-for-all in the barracks in which open homosexuality is protected. According to officials with Chaplain Alliance, there have been those negative results and others. The American Armed Forces exists to defend our nation, not as a social experiment lab in which our troops are serving as human subjects, said Chaplain Colonel retired Ron Cruz, the executive director of the Alliance. While many will ignore the negative impacts or pretend that they don't exist, threats to our troops' freedom are mounting. WND previously has reported how data was manipulated to make it appear the ranks endorsed the idea of homosexuality and how the military simply rearranged its own rules about public appearances in uniform to allow homosexuals to march in a protest parade in uniform. Now the chaplain's organization says it has evidence of a bigotry against those who follow a traditional biblical and military perspective that does not promote homosexuality. The chaplain's organization today said among the situations that have developed, senior military officials have allowed personnel in favor of repeal to speak to media while those who have concerns have been ordered to be silent. Service members engaged in homosexual behavior protested a service school's open door policy for all students that prohibited the closing of room doors for sexual purposes. The protesters were upset because they claimed they had a right to participate in sexual behavior with their same-sex roommates. A senior chaplain was stripped of his authority over the chapel under his charge because, in accordance with federal law, he proclaimed the chapel as a sacred space where marriage or marriage-like ceremonies would only be between one man and one woman. Same-sex ceremonies have been performed at military chapels, including one at Fort Polk, Louisiana, a state that constitutionally defines marriage as one woman and one man. The Navy has allowed sailors openly engaged in homosexual behavior to choose their bunk mates. The list of problems and incidents that have arisen after mere months after this administration imposed its will on the armed forces is disturbing, to say the least, and we know it is only the beginning, said Cruz. Compounding this outrage, service members are not free to speak out about these matters. This ensures that distrust in the ranks will increase and morale will decrease as the number of silence victims grows. The Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty said it has worked with members of Congress to enact legislation to protect freedom of conscience for chaplains and those they serve. The proposal has passed the House of Representatives but is awaiting action in the Senate. What is? Enacting the legislation to protect freedom of conscience for chaplains and those they serve. The group is an organization of chaplains endorsers, the faith groups that provide chaplains for the U.S. military. The endorsers speak for more than 2,000 chaplains in the armed forces now. The NBC report had cited the Palm Center's conclusions that there have been no negative impacts. Our conclusion is that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal has had no overall negative impact on military readiness or its component dimensions, including cohesion, recruitment, retention, assault, harassment, or morale, the study said. The organization posts on its website titles such as How We Won, Progressive Lessons from the Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and its research topics include Gays and Lesbians at War and Implementation Policy Transition. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was adopted by President Bill Clinton and disallowed openly homosexual behavior in the ranks. Under Obama, that's not allowed. Editor note. At the request of one congressional member of the House Armed Services Committee, WND sent to committee members, including Representative Duncan Hunter, as well as staffers, 150 copies of the special whistleblower issue, dropping the H-bomb as the Obama and Congress force open homosexuality and America's military soldiers are fighting back. Get your copy of this power-packed whistleblower issue that has been widely acclaimed by Medal of Honor recipients and other military heroes as the single best argument against repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Center for Military Readiness also previously reported on a chilling trend in sexual assault in the military, documenting that the military itself confirmed that the violent attacks on rapes, which include male-on-male rapes, have nearly doubled since 2006, rising from 663 to 1313 last year. The Center on Independent Public Policy Group, specializing in the military and social issues, also has documented in the misleading information distributed by some members of the Obama administration in order to push for homosexuality, open homosexuality. So, and then the stats continue. I would encourage you to get on the website that is included in this recording. But I want to take the time before we run over the ideal commentary time slot. I just want to just mention a few things. First of all, this all goes back to a misunderstanding of this whole First Amendment issue. The truth is, any sin should not be endorsed in the military. Should we legislate her morality? Yes, if you want God's blessing on your country. And since we're talking about the First Amendment, which is the Establishment Clause, Congress will not establish religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof. First of all, we need to make a note of saying that was not written in a vacuum. We heard the other night and yesterday morning from Rick Green, who showed us that most of the Founding Fathers were theists, and many of those theists were Christians. So the First Amendment was not written in a vacuum of people that just simply don't want God in their lives. No. The Constitutional Congress, and at the meeting of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and many times, and of course my saying so won't satisfy your curiosity, check the records and look on the monuments in our Capitol, you're going to find that it was to keep government out of the church, not to keep God out of the government. But you'd have to be an absolute moron. You'd have to be a person that comes with a bias, an anti-God bias, to decide that government is not supposed to be affected by Bible-believing people. You have to come to the table deciding that's not true before you even examine the facts. And then the facts are going to be so lackluster for you that you're going to ignore them. Secondly, let me just say that if the Department of Defense is interested in losing their chaplains, they just need to keep on telling and bullying the endorsing agencies that provide these chaplains. As an Army Reserve chaplain, I am endorsed by the Liberty Baptist Fellowship. And if they want to lose their chaplains from the Liberty Baptist Fellowship, which number many, I might add, well, then they just need to keep on telling the Liberty Baptist Fellowship that their chaplains have to get in line with the policy. Thankfully, it is not as bad as one might think. There are many general officers and chaplains who are telling the Obama administration, respectfully, jump in a lake. And this Army officer, this chaplain, counts not his career dear to himself. Would I miss my retirement for which I am working hard? Yes, of course I would. But if I can say that my convictions can get flushed because I would like an extra couple thousand dollars a month once I reach 60 years of age, well then what else is for sale? Would I be lot to give up my virgin daughters for the likes of a mob of sexual deviants at my front door? Read Genesis 18 and 19. Once you decide that there is very little for which to fight, you find yourself giving up much. Certainly, Lot never would have thought of himself as giving up his virgin daughters to a crowd of angry homosexuals. Certainly not. Now, whether or not he thought they would take them is one thing, and why he offered them is another, but his desperation is reflected and their desperation to commit such heinous acts as to try to dominate male visitors to Lot's house. Genesis 19, look at it if you don't like it. Read the Bible, Bible believer. You want to say that homosexuality is just an issue of the culture of the day and that it was really male shrine prostitutes God was angry at and it was really a lack of hospitality God was angry at. Why don't you read and find out what they did in that chapter? Read your Bible and quit listening to the super dupes that appear on CNN News who say it was just an issue of... I mean, why in the world would you listen to a homosexual defending himself from the Bible? Why in the world? Isn't that a little biased? What is he going to say? I'm in deep sin and God says so. No! No! It's like saying that you should have an adulterer come up and show you from the scripture why he's really not an adulterer and still says that he loves God. You're not going to find a non-religious homosexuality. They all want to say they were created that way. Homosexual. Well, we've mentioned on previous recordings, I did a recording on the same-sex marriage ceremony that took place in a Fort Polk chapel. We've mentioned homosexuality in a recording entitled, Can Homosexuals Be Saved? Homosexuality, we want to just reemphasize, is a sin that would send someone to hell, but wait a minute, don't touch that dial. So is lying and disobedience to parents. For it says in Romans 1 and 2 Timothy 3 and in Exodus chapter 20 that sin is sin and it is equally as damnable. And so we're not saying homosexuality is the paramount sin that sends someone to hell. No, sir. A person is heading there in their earliest years. You want to talk about being born that way. We're born dead in our sins, and we sin because we're dead in our sins. We love to sin. Our nature sins. And perhaps there are many homosexuals that started out as people who were just messing with the idea in their mind and then very, very conveniently said, I was just born that way. Well, so we've addressed these issues before. If you want to try to summarize and characterize us based on a 10-minute recording and this recording, that's between you and your Creator. We don't hate homosexuals. We're not afraid of homosexuals. Homosexuals need to repent just like heterosexual pedophilers, adulterers, and polygamists need to. But let me just say this is not a hopeless thing. You actually need to vote because certainly the repealment of the repealment could occur. If Christians would decide that they would get out and vote, Bible-believing Christians would not fall prey to the nonsensical, I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. Because the truth is, if you don't vote for the lesser of two evils, you're actually voting for the greater of two evils. Is that a better option? So, I would ask you to find every chaplain you know and tell them you're on their team. Send them cards. Let them know that, hey, chaplain, I know that you've got 800 infantrymen and you've got to try to minister to them and you have an assistant who may or may not be saved. And it's you, and you're ministering to a commander that may or may not appreciate you, and may or may not be intimidated by the current administration or his brigade commander. And so the truth is, my dear friends, we are going to uphold our chaplains, and we're going to vote, and we're going to speak loudly and humbly about the fact that sin is sin, and it needs to be repented of. But meanwhile, when we see injustice and lack of credulity, we are going to say something about it. We are not going to remain silent. This is Pastor Bill. Post your comments directly to this recording. Thank you for listening.